For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump speaking to a roaring crowd in Pennsylvania, holding a Make America Great Again rally. Supporters ejected a protester here and there.
Get him out of here!
The president's rally in Pennsylvania is intended to boost Republican Lou Barletta's long-shot Senate campaign. Barletta faces an uphill battle to oust two-term incumbent Senator Bob Casey, who holds a massive financial advantage and a double-digit lead in nearly all early public polls. Yet the president remains closely engaged in the state. Trump wants to help Barletta, an early and enthusiastic supporter of his presidential bid. Election security. Address at the White House briefing. Top administration officials reporting that Russia interfered in the 2016 election and they're trying to do it again. But National Intelligence Director Dan Coats adds politics isn't the only thing Moscow's messing around with.
It goes beyond the elections. It goes to Russia's intent to undermine our democratic values, drive a wedge between our allies, and do a number of other nefarious things.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and advisor, says no, she does not think the media are the people's enemy. Speaking at an event in Washington hosted by Axios, she says she has been the subject of inaccurate reporting.
I have some sensitivity around why people have concerns and gripe, especially when they're sort of feel targeted. But no, I do not feel that the media is the enemy of the people.
Asked about Ivanka's comments, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders suggesting that the president's remarks may be justified.
As far as I know, I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection.
It's expected to take months or years to complete the difficult process of analyzing remains from the Korean War handed over by North Korea. At a Pentagon briefing, Kelly McKegg, head of the U.S. agency that tracks down remains of soldiers lost on foreign battlefields, had a message for the families of the thousands of U.S. service members declared missing after the Korean War.
The remains of those 55 cases have been fully assessed into our laboratory and are already undergoing forensic analyses.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocked online blueprints for 3D gun printing. That action blocked the settlement the Trump administration had reached with the company that said it planned to put files online. Critics say weapons made from 3D printers are untraceable and a global threat. Among those critics is California Attorney General Javier Becerra. Becerra saying his state will do whatever it can to keep those blueprints off the Internet.
President Trump, you're on notice. Give away the protections against the 3D printing of untraceable ghost guns. And your fingerprints will be all over those 3D weapons used to kill.
Becerra saying California is joining a lawsuit started by Washington State to prevent downloadable 3D gun information from getting into the hands of the wrong people. Ahead of midterms, election security address at the White House briefing, National Security Advisor John Bolton saying that election security is President Trump's priority.
Elections are administered by state and local governments, so the federal role is to assist them. We'll be addressing that through the comments of the heads of the operating agencies.
Bolton also defended the president's handling of talks with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki last month. Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Charles Grassley says the amount of documents already amassed on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are the most ever.
One of my researchers said that maybe compared to the last five Supreme Court nominees, it would be more than all of them added together.
Democrats complain that Republicans are only releasing a small portion of documents related to Kavanaugh's past work as a White House attorney in the George W. Bush administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.